תכף קרם פרקת מישנה גמר אשר שנינתו למטה מנוחסתו של תנר. טוב, אשר that is found underneath the bottom of a tanner. The tanner does not have a bottom, instead it's attached to the ground. So the ground is the bottom of the tanner. And אשר is found underneath the ground, underneath the tanner. The tanner is tar. Even though אשר is מטמא a tanner, if the אשר enters the avar of the tanner, the interior of the tanner. In this case, since the sheriff was found only underneath the tanner, not inside the tanner is tar. Because I'm going to assume at the time the sheriff fell into the avar of the tanner, it was a lot. And the sheriff that is chai is not mitami a tanner. And only after it got embedded underneath the bottom of the tanner, it died. So therefore, the tanner remains tar. As if the sheriff had died before it entered the avar of the tanner, it would have been mitami the tanner. But in this case, we're going to assume that it was alive before it entered the avar of the tanner. We don't have to assume it died before it got embedded underneath the ground. Machado tabas and into lamata minuchasto shotanum. Tar. A needle or a ring that had become tummy lamates. And therefore the machado tabas, if it was inside the avar of the tanner, would be mitami the tanner. But it was found underneath the bottom of the tanner. The tanner is tar. The reason being, shani aimer shamhayu achlo ba tanner. Because I'm going to assume the machado tabas were present underneath the ground before the tanner was attached to the ground above it. So therefore, the machlat tabas are not matami the tanner, since it was never in the avir of the tanner. As the explanation that we give for Isharet does not apply in this case, the machlat tabas is always matami the tanner, so therefore we give a different explanation that the machlat tabas were present underneath the floor of the tanner before the tanner was attached to it, so therefore the tanner remains tar. Now this explanation we cannot give in the first case, that Isharet is found underneath the bottom of the tanner. As we're talking about where the Isharet was lach, it was still damp, so obviously the sheriff had not been there a long time, so we can't assume that the sheriff was there before the tanner was attached to the ground above. Instead, we're going to assume that the sheriff fell through the avar of the tanner, but it was alive at the time, and only afterwards it embedded into the bottom of the tanner, and then it died. Nimtu be'efer makla tamei, she'en lo bama yidla. But if the makla tabata had become tamei lemeis, and were found embedded underneath the bottom of the tanner, was found surrounded by ash. The aphon that was used to heat up the tanner had turned into ash, and the machar tabas was surrounded by this aphon. In such a case, we cannot assume that the machar tabas was present before the tanner was there, as if that was the case, it would not be surrounded by ash. So obviously, the machar tabas only embedded underneath the ground after the tanner was there. So in order to get into the ground underneath the tanner, it had to go through the avir of the tanner. Therefore, the tanner is tamei, and since the machar tabas had become tamei lemeis, it's mitamei the tanner when it enters the avir of the tanner. As there's nothing to assume, meaning to say, we can't assume anything except that the machar tabas went through the avar, the tanner, otherwise had to get underneath the ground, so therefore, the tanner is tummy. A sponge that has absorbed mashkin liquid that are tmeim, but is dry from the outside. The sponge has totally absorbed these liquids that on the outside of the sponge is dry. These mashkins tmeim, even though they're not an avat tuma, the rabbanon were going through the mashkin that are tamei, even though it's not an avat tuma, would be mitami kin. Enough al avar tanor tamei. Shasof mashka latin. And this filled this spot fell into the avir of the tana, in the interior of the tana. The tana becomes tamei from the mashkins tmeim that is nibla in this fog, even though it's totally nibla into this fog, that the outside of this fog is dry, still it's mitami the tana, since eventually the mashkin will be squeezed out, as a sponge is always eventually squeezed out. So therefore, we look at the mashkin as if it has already been squeezed out, and it's mitami the tanner. V'chein chaticha sholefes u'shogemi. The same would be true if a piece of turnip or a reed has absorbed mashkin tmeim and fell into the interior of the tanner, it would be mitami the tanner. As a lefes or a gemi that has absorbed liquid also would be eventually squeezed out. So we look at the liquid as if it was already squeezed out, and it's mitami the tanner. Rabbi Shimon mitayer b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon is mitayer in these two cases, that a lefet or a gemi that has absorbed mashkin tmeim fell into the interior of the tanner. As according to Rabbi Shimon, we're not necessarily going to squeeze out the liquid from the gemi or the lefet. So therefore, since it's totally absorbed in the lefet and the gemi, and the outside of the lefet or gemi is dry, the mashkin that is absorbed inside them would not be mitami the tanner.